Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder as we're coming a day early today due to some Halloween festivities taking place in the downtown area tomorrow. So this place will be run amok with all kinds of creatures here tomorrow.
There's going to be over 1,000 creatures and ghouls and goblins and superheroes and probably a minion or two, I imagine. But it's a fun night with the downtown trick or treat night down here, but not real conducive to try to do a coach's show when you've got them all running around.
Yeah, that's true. So what we've got tonight, we'll be talking volleyball as well as soccer, and then a little bit later on, we'll be hearing from the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, and the football team coming off a good homecoming weekend in which they jumped out early on Fort A State, never looked back, and really helped cap off what was a great weekend on campus.
Well, you know, it's been key in so many games this year, not just Northwest games, but games across the MIAA. Forcing turnovers has won a lot of ball games for a lot of teams, and that's what Northwest was able to do. And not only force those turnovers, but turn them into points as well. A couple of interceptions that turned into touchdowns. They got a field goal off another turnover as well later in the game, and I think that's just a big key. You got to force turnovers when you're so closely matched and there are so many talented teams in the league. If you're going to win a lot of those games like Northwest has, you've got to force turnovers, and Northwest did it again last week.
And Fort Hays State came in as one of the top running games in at the MIAA, and just the fear of the Bearcat running game forced them to change some things off the start that led to a couple of turnovers.
Yeah, you know, they really tried to get the ball in the air to their top running back instead of just handing him the football and going with their bread and butter. But you know, the thing is the defensive line for Northwest has been so strong this year, and that's where stopping the run starts. Those guys, and not necessarily in making the tackles, but a lot of those guys are taking double teams and freeing up the linebackers to get in and make stops on the offensive side. And so you have to come up with new ways to do it, but if it's something that's a little uncomfortable that you don't do a lot, you're not going to be real good at it. And you could just tell that Hayes wasn't as good throwing the football. They wanted to have that ball on the ground. They just could not get it going.
A lot of times when you come off an emotional win like this where it was a packed house, homecoming, and a lot of things that go along with that, you might fear for a little bit of a letdown the next week. But I don't think that's going to be the case. It's Missouri Western week when they head down to St. Joe this week.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that keep it from potentially being a down week this week for Northwest. They've done such a tremendous job of just playing it one game at a time, and I know a lot of times that's coach speak. You hear the coaches talk about it that way, but they have really focused hard on that each and every game, no matter who the opponent is, so that helps. Yes, it helps that it's a rivalry game in Missouri Western. You look at this week with the team being put into the top spot in the region. That's an important spot to be, and they're in control of that top spot right now. But they have to win each and every week, so they've got to focus on this week to make sure they can stay in that top spot. You know, this year only the top seed gets a bye that first week, so it's really important to just stay focused on that one game. There's a big opponent the following week, of course, coming up, but if you don't win this one game this weekend, then it really makes the rest of the season a lot tougher.
And things couldn't have fallen any better Saturday with Northwest picking up the win. The regional rankings coming out on Monday. And then, of course, the couple teams that might have had a good case to be ahead of Northwest in the regional rankings losing on Saturday.
Yeah, Minnesota State, Mankato, had they won Saturday, they probably would have been in the top spot. But they lost to Winona State. Then you look at Sioux Falls, another team that had the potential of being in that top spot, and they drop a game late. There was a score to tie it by Augustana with 2 minutes to play, and then scored again inside 2 minutes to play to get that win. So both of those losses made it really an easy choice to put Northwest in that top spot in the region. And like I said, the important thing now is they know that they're in control of that. If they win out, they're going to stay in that top spot most likely, but they got to win out first.
And we'll hear more from the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, a little bit later on during the Bearcat Coaches Show this evening. Reminder, you can hear that matchup on Saturday between Northwest and Missouri Western beginning at noon with Bearcat game day before the 1 o'clock kickoff. Besides Bearcat football, a good weekend last weekend for the Northwest volleyball team. Of course, we'll talk a little bit more about that later during our show tonight.
Absolutely. A couple of wins, finishing off a couple of season sweeps, now on a three-match winning streak, and a senior night coming up this weekend as well.
And the Northwest women's golf team had a good way to end the fall season, going down to Oklahoma, competing in the Ranger Invitational in Enid, Oklahoma, and a second-place finish as a team there.
Yeah, very, very strong first round. Went into the second round in the top spot, and then just struggled a bit on day two. did finish second, three strokes behind Southern Arkansas. You know, you look at it overall or from a distance, and a second-place finish is a good finish. But Coach Andy Peterson this week talking about it, a little frustrated because they had a chance to win back-to-back tournaments to finish out the fall season after winning the Bearcat Classic and then going into the second round this week with the lead. And, you know, that's just experience. Those players gained some valuable experience falling to second. Now they'll know when they're in a position like that come the spring season how to handle it and how to stay in that top spot on day two.
We'll talk soccer as well coming up in just a moment, but soccer has an opportunity this weekend with a couple wins to make their way into the postseason tournament in the conference.
Absolutely, and that's always kind of the number one goal is to get into that conference tournament, get into postseason play, and the best part about it is those are going to be home opportunities to be able to do that, and you couldn't ask for much more.
Okay, our guest tonight on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show will be Northwest Soccer Coach Tracy Hosa. Also, we'll be talking with Crystal McElhose from her team, a senior midfielder. Then on the volleyball side of things, we'll talk with head coach Amy Worth and also Erica Wittenberg, libero on the volleyball squad as well. And of course, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. Support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. We'll be back and talk soccer as the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Tracy Hosa, joins us right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, a day earlier than normal due to some Halloween activities going on in the downtown area. But joined now by the head coach of the Northwest women's soccer team, Tracy Hosa. And Tracy, before we talk about the big weekend you've got coming up at home with a couple of important games on the schedule, you've got this past weekend went on the road, first of all, trip to St. Charles, and unfortunately coming up on a short side of a game with Lindenwood. But I guess the nice thing is you'll get Lindenwood to get here this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a very important weekend, and it's a weekend where we're at home. And two games that are crucial for us to get into the conference. We're excited to see Lindenwood again on our home field and playing against Mo West as well, Missouri Western on Friday.
Let's talk about Lindenwood and some of the things that you, by playing Lindenwood so quickly after seeing them last weekend, of course the last weekend did not count as a conference game. Just kind of talk about some of the things that can be gained out of that first matchup.
Absolutely. We saw what they do on the attack, and we'll try and shut that down on Sunday. And then we could see what they do and don't do on the defense, and clearly we kind of put them on pressure there in the second half. and it was very, 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 very doable to do it again on Sunday.
Now, this past Sunday in Warrensburg, a matchup with a nationally ranked team in Central Missouri, a 10th-ranked team going into that, and just talk a little bit about the way that match went for you.
You know, the girls actually played very well. The first half, holding them to 1-0, we knew the second half was going to be a little bit tougher. We tried to tell them to make sure you're ready to go straight away, play compact, win your 50-50s. We did that a little bit in the second half. What we did do in the second half is we possessed the ball quite well, and we split them a couple of times.
And overall, just kind of talk about the team coming into this final regular season home games of the year, and just talk about some of the keys to things that you've seen out of your team this year.
You know, yesterday we had, I would say, the best practice we've had all year. They were focused. They were technically did very, very good. Every session that we did was going to goal, so that's always fun to do. But they executed quite well yesterday, so it was a great week, great day yesterday, and today was the same. They're very excited. They know that you know that we can make it into conference, and that's been one of our goals, and they're excited to do that, and they're ready to come out and fight.
It's always a good one. You've got your last games of the season where there's a lot to play for in the last two games.
Absolutely. I mean, the excitement yesterday in practice was unreal. They were just wired, maybe because it's the full moon as well this week, but they really are. They're clicking a little bit more, and you know, we're seeing that after the season we've had with the weekend that we have coming up. That's promising.
And let's just talk about Friday afternoon. Now, first of all, you've got mentioned Missouri Western's on the schedule Friday, and I know the first time around kind of got weathered out of that matchup, but down in St. Joe, but a chance to get them here at home.
Yes, that's exciting. It's exciting to have them on our home field, and it's a game that, you know, this weekend all teams have to win. You know, they're in the same boat where they you know, they want to win as well in order to secure a spot in the final eight, and same with Lindenwood. You know, there's a lot of teams within that group that are in for contention, and it's going to be very, very exciting.
What are some of the keys, where you match up with Missouri Western?
I think we'll match up in the midfield. It'll be a battle within the midfield, and if we can get our top forwards on and get them involved in play more, that we can take it to them.
And then, of course, Lindenwood again on Sunday with a noon start there. Second time around again, what are some of the keys to win here on Sunday with Lindenwood?
Close down their distribution quickly. You know, not to jump in on the tackle. Be patient. Slow them down. Make them predictable. And if we can keep the ball away from their key two or three players, and if we can keep possession and do a good job, which we did a great job last Friday night at keeping possession, and we scored right off the bat. So we believe in doing that a little bit more. You know, the longer we have the ball, the less they'll have it.
And just talk a little bit about the conference tournament and how the format is, and just explain, if come up with a couple good wins here this weekend, what folks can look forward to at the conference tournament.
You know, it's always great. You know, we've had this now 4 years, I think, and it's really an improvement, a great addition to the sport, to women's sport, to the sport in the conference, to have that playoff, that there's something to play for, and it's an exciting thing to play for. And you know, you can progress on into the Final Four, and then if you win in the conference, you can go have an NCAA automatic bid. It's always great to be able to have something to play for towards the end of the season.
And it is a tough conference for women's soccer too.
It's a very, very good conference. Very, very physical, very, very aggressive, good soccer. It is a tough conference.
And let's just talk a little bit about your guest here tonight, too. And you might tell us a little something here about Crystal that people might want to know about before we get her up.
Chris McElhos is a referee, and she's a great ref. And she does a lot of reffing in the summers. And on the field, you wouldn't think she was a referee, but she's a referee, and referees a lot.
And a senior in the program, I'm sure you'll be sorry to see her leave the program.
Chris, we'll be very, very sorry to see Chris leave. Chris has an unbelievable work ethic. She's always number one in fitness. She never gives up. She's very, very positive, and she's a fantastic role model. and knows what to say and when to say it.
All right, well, Tracy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Tracy Hoser with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we'll continue to talk soccer as senior midfielder Crystal McElwose will join us, and we'll talk with Chris right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by a senior midfielder on the Northwest soccer team, and Chris McElhose. And Chris, thanks a lot for being with us here on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And talk a little bit about what Tracy was mentioning just before the break here about refereeing, and what's that all about there?
Yeah, I've been refereeing for quite a while, since I was about 13 years old, and you know, there are times where, you know, I think I know the game better than the person refereeing the game, so that kind of creates a little bit of conflict, but it's also created a lot of opportunities for us as well, but yeah, that's kind of what she's getting into with that.
I imagine, too, with soccer being such a youth sport, that there are opportunities for you to referee like that as you go through the programs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on weekends and stuff, that's what I was doing, like, this summer and all that, and getting involved that way, and it was a good way to make money over the summer, so...
Well, let's just talk about the week leading up to the final two home games of the season, and there's still a lot to play for here this weekend. Just kind of talk about some of the things that you've been working on here this week.
Yeah, this week we've just kind of been focusing on 1v1s and, you know, finishing our opportunities and making those count when we get, you know, the ball up on offense. And, you know, our defense does a very good job of clearing the balls. It's just we need to, you know, work on keeping the ball up there and keeping possession and making those opportunities count on offense.
Now, as I talked with Tracy as well, the second time in 2 weeks here, you have a chance to see Lindenwood. What are the advantages of getting Lindenwood a week after heading over to St. Charles?
Yeah, it was nice seeing them that last week, but, you know, now that we know what they're like, we know what to capitalize on them, and you know, make this win count against them.
Of course, that'll be on Sunday, but you've got a pretty big matchup before that too with Missouri Western. That's always a fun match, isn't it?
Oh yeah, any win against the Griffins is a good win. So you know, we've been back and forth with them the past few years, at least like since I've been here, and I believe we did get a win against them last year, and we're looking forward to get another one this year too.
What, as a senior into the program here, just talk about some of the goals you had at the start of the season, and then some of the things you want to see as you go through and wrapping things up here toward the end of the year.
Yeah, well, towards the end of the year, it is getting, you know, a little bit of emotional state, but you know, our number one goal was to make the conference tournament, just because, you know, we haven't been there since my freshman year, and it would be nice to just finish the way we started and, you know, get a spot in that way to the conference tournament. So,
and really, it's a brand new season once you get into that tournament.
Oh yeah, yeah, we can make it last. You know, the future is in our hands, so we can make it last however we you know, want it to. So we're going to fight to get into that spot, and we definitely have a great opportunity to get in that spot and pick up the two wins this weekend. So,
tell us a little bit about yourself personally, where you came from, and how you decided that Northwest was the place to go.
Well, I am from Sioux City, Iowa, and, you know, I played soccer in high school, obviously, and, you know, came and asked Coach Hoza if I could try out for her team, and, you know, I did love their team environment. It was awesome, and then getting a tour on campus was a beautiful and very homey environment when I came to, and you can tell a lot of the athletes supported each other, and, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to be a part of, so.
And as far as academics, so what's your interest there?
I am studying medicinal chemistry, so I want to be a pharmacist. And it's pretty challenging with soccer and going on with that. So balancing those two, it's been challenging but doable at the same time.
Oh, I bet so. And where are you planning to head after Northwestern?
Well, I'm going to take the pharmacy admissions test coming up and still kind of figuring out from there. So pharmacy school for sure, just don't know where.
All right. And hobbies, what are some of the things that you like to do outside of athletics and school?
Well, I like to hang out with my friends. I'm very social, you know. I like reading. Just studying has been taking up a lot of my time. So just focusing on, you know, getting to that next step in my future has taken up a lot of my time and has basically been my hobby.
That and soccer, right?
Yep, and soccer.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for being with
us. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Chris Malcohosa, senior midfielder for the Northwest Missouri State women's soccer team. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to volleyball as Matt will be back to talk with the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, Amy Worth. That's coming up right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCB KRNW as we turn our attention to Northwest Missouri State volleyball. As volleyball on a winning streak, they've won a few straight matches here, including capping off a couple of season sweeps last weekend. Head coach Amy Worth joining us. And coach, what's the team doing well right now? Obviously a good time of year to be playing good volleyball. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing out of the team right now?
From the standpoint of just like learning from our mistakes, I feel like we're doing a better job, and they're really playing well together. Like they know how to play together, you know, at a higher level than we did at the beginning of the season. And so it's starting to get you know, comfortable for our players, and they don't necessarily always have to talk about everything all the time. And so it's good to see the flow.
When you finish off season sweeps, you beat Missouri Southern and Southwest Baptist last weekend. Obviously, if you were to lose to those teams earlier in the year and then beat them late in the year, you know you've made a step up.
Right.
Even though you've got season sweeps, did you still see improvements in how you played these matches?
I think anytime you get a win on the road, it's always positive. And you know, from the standpoint of Southwest Baptist, I thought our offense looked really good. You know, I thought we came out and you saw glimpses of what we looked like at the beginning of the season. You know, from Southern, we had a little bit of a struggle from the standpoint of some unforced errors, you know, hitting errors that we need to take care of. But throughout it, when we needed the plays with Southern, you know, we made those plays in the fifth set. So we were able to get away, you know, not playing at our best with Missouri Southern. And I told our players that it's a sign of a good team when you don't play at your best and you can still get a win. And, you know, we've talked about lessons throughout, the things that we need to learn. And I think this week we've had, you know, some good practices.
All that travel that you guys did in the non-conference season, do you think that's come back to benefit you in matches like that?
Yeah, I mean, when we played Minnesota Crookston, we went 5 with them. So when we were playing Missouri Southern, like, we've been in this position before. You know, we've been in 5-set matches, and you can have confidence because of that. So I do think you can draw back on our experiences of the pre-conference.
When you go on the road, are there specific challenges that are just kind of general to being on the road, or is it maybe a location-by-location type of thing?
Yeah, usually the biggest challenge that we have is on Saturdays. Sometimes it's not a consistent time, so sometimes we play at 3. You know, sometimes we play at 2, so a mid-afternoon, but we have played at 7. You know, a couple of times, and that's been a challenge for us because we've got to find things for our players to do. Both times we've actually played at 7, we have won. So I think that they've had good focus throughout it. We played at 7:30 against Emporia, and then we played against 7 o'clock against Missouri Southern. So for us to come up with wins, you know, it has to do with focus and being able to keep them busy, you know, have them do some of their studies, do our film review, keep it consistent on our side, you know, but be able to get in there and still get the job done even though it's later in the day.
When you're preparing for teams a second time, how much of the first matchup is a part of the preparation?
It's big because, you know, the second time around, our players, you can see their eyes. They're like, I remember that player. You know, so your scout may not, you know, your scout session may not last as long. But we, you know, usually what happens is that from the first time, the second time, they reinvent themselves a little bit. They might be doing something different when it comes to the lineup. They might be doing something different when it comes to the offense. So we, you know, get that highlighted. And so it's nice to be able to see our players the second time we play them, you know, that they're latching on to things that we've talked about that first time, which I think is really good.
Got a couple of more rematches this weekend, the first of which coming up on Friday against Washburn, obviously one of the top teams in the MIAA. What'd you learn from the first matchup with them?
It took us too long to be comfortable when we played them the last time. In the third set, we lost 23-25, and that's when we finally started realizing, oh, we can play with them, you know. They put their pants on the same way that we do. And because no one on our team has beat them, you know, it was something I talked about. You've got to believe. You've got to see yourself, you know, beating them. Because, like I said, we haven't done that since I've been a coach here. I think it was 2010 the last time it actually happened. So that was a big visualization time that we used. Learning from that is they know they can play with them now, and now that we get them at home, our focus has really been about each point and taking away the first set. It's more about the things that go into it, because if we do those things at a high level, then, you know, the win is going to take care of itself, but it's going to be a battle, you know.
You've talked about the consistency Washburn has had, and I know there's a few teams in the MIAA that have been consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it take to get a volleyball program into that position and keep them in that position over an extended period of time?
It's just teams that play well together, teams that, you know, put the time in the summer, you know, so when we're in positions like, you know, playing top teams, they know how hard they worked in the summer, and they're not willing to just roll over. You know, they want to fight for that, and you know, out of that creates confidence. And so I think the longer that our players are playing together, you know, throughout the years, we're going to be able to have that feeling. It's really about taking the underdog and rolling with it right now and believing in each other. And believing in the process that we need to go and take care of them with.
The chance you've got at another season sweep this weekend is Saturday against Emporia State.
Yep.
Talk about the first matchup with them and what you anticipate this weekend.
I thought from the standpoint of us finding something that worked against their defense. Offensively, we found something that worked, and we went after it. And Maddie had a nice game. Maddie Bruder, our freshman, she kept doing the same thing over and over. And so we looked across the net really well when we played Emporia the last time. We had a nice offensive performance. So, you know, it's going to be a battle from the standpoint of we took something away from them at their home, and they're going to come to our place and wanting to do the same thing. And I just want us to have that confidence that we've got to get into the game. We have to see what, you know, pay attention to what we're doing, but, you know, look across the net and make some adjustments. I think it's going to be about adjustments from the standpoint of beating them already at home, at their home. I think they're going to come in and have something to say. So it's going to be fun to see how our girls step up.
When you look at some sports plays or whatever come in from the sideline, the coaches are making those decisions. Other sports, it's players having to make decisions. Where's that balance in volleyball in terms of the middle of a match?
You know, on veteran teams, it happens with the players on the sideline. The ideas are starting to be out there. You know, from our players, I thought Southwest Baptist, they did a really nice job on Friday, being able to understand what they were doing and taking advantage of that. And it's more about us asking them questions than us telling them what to do. And sometimes you have time to ask questions, and sometimes you've got to be very forward with them. But if we can ask them questions and then they can think on their own, and then they can come up with the answer on their own, it really sticks with them a lot more than just us feeding that information. So I would say it's, you know, to answer your question, you know, I think it's just situational. You know, if our players don't know how to get through it, then we step in and we try to help them out. But the second time around, I think also into our conference, they know more what they're going to run, so we don't have to feed them so much about what the other team might be doing, and they can have that ownership on their own. So it is a balance. You know, if you give too much, they're going to think too much, but if you kind of let them figure it out on their own, it's going to stick with them longer.
Last couple of opportunities at Bearcat Arena this weekend. Friday, you've got senior night, and yep. We've talked a lot this year about the advances the team has made this year. How important is that senior class of four that you've got to those advancements?
Huge. I think from the standpoint of, you know, putting a new culture out and talking about our core covenants, and they were a part of that. And, you know, this is the first group that has come all the way through. So, I've watched them. I've recruited them. I've watched them come all the way through. And it's really been fun to watch their growth throughout the process of it, and they have put in a lot of hard work. You know, they have put their stamp on, and you know, a lot of seniors always want to leave this program and put a stamp on it, and I feel like they've done that quietly. Like, they haven't made it a big deal, you know, but they've led along the way, and they are going to help change this program. So I hope that they understand how much they've really their hard work has really paid off from the standpoint of what we're doing right now.
And our seniors potentially a part of that good, consistent play year in and year out. They're sharing knowledge with the younger players that, you know, will be back and that sort of thing. Are they vital for an overall program success?
Yeah, I mean, they're usually your natural leaders. You know, they've been there the longest. They're the wise ones. And so, you know, we've put them in leadership positions, and they're starting to step up, you know, and it takes a lot to lead against your peers. You know, peer leadership is the hardest one. For me, leadership, being in charge of a program, it's a lot easier than me leading people my own age. So, you know, we've worked with them along the way of certain things that they need to do so that they can successfully lead people through challenges and lead us to success.
The tough part about senior weekend means that you're just running out of home opportunities, mm-hmm. and it's been a great place to play for you guys this
year.
Yeah,
it has. I feel like from the standpoint of having the 7 stretch, you know, home games, it was nice for us because we were nice and comfy, you know. And, you know, it's always fun. It's always a bittersweet. You know, it's fun to be able to say we're getting close to postseason. And I just feel good about this team. I just feel like we're going to peak at the right time. And that's the things that us as coaches have talked about, like, what is ahead of us we're super excited about, and we're trying to get our girls, you know, to understand that. Like, I think they see it, but we're still kind of young. We're still kind of trying to figure out our own way in the conference, but I feel like, you know, our postseason, I feel like we're going to step up and we're going to peak at the right time.
How important are the last few matches of a regular season to set you up for success in the postseason?
Huge. Last time I looked, you know, this week we were sixth. And so for us, you know, we need to continue to push, not only for our team goals, you know, but to get into the postseason tournament. And so this next week is big. I feel good about us going into it, and I feel like we're starting to gel, we're starting to click, we're starting to be able to move people around if we need to. If not, I just feel, you know, good about the leaders that are stepping up along the way.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. I know it's going to be a fun weekend at Bearcat Arena.
It is. Thank you very much.
That is Amy Wirth, head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, and we're going to continue to talk volleyball when we come back. One of those seniors that we talked about will join us. Erica Wittenberg will be with us right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW as we continue to talk Northwest volleyball. One of the four seniors that will be celebrated this weekend as part of Senior Night, as a matter of fact, on Friday, Erica Wittenberg out of Reedland, Iowa. And Erica, I know senior years, you always want to go out on top, be playing the best, that sort of thing. Do you feel with your time here in the program that you guys are doing that this year?
Yeah, I definitely think we're playing our best right now. We're really getting into a flow. Like, we're getting over that hump, almost postseason. We're really doing well in practice. We're stepping it up, and I think we're doing really well right now.
Do you feel over the course of a season that there's just kind of different sections where there's kind of the dog days, and then there's the excitement level at the beginning, and then when you get to the postseason, do you kind of see that flow during volleyball?
Definitely. We call it the grind right now. We're kind of in the grind. We're almost to postseason, but we're kind of in the middle of the season. It's really important for us to stick through this grind and get to that postseason play and keep doing well.
What do you feel as a player? Obviously a big jump this year over last year and the results and the way you guys are playing. What do you feel has been the biggest difference over the course of the last year?
I think team chemistry. We've really come together. We've gotten a flow right away, and just comparable from last year, we know how to play with each other. We've been playing with each other for a little longer than last year, and we just know what clicks with each other.
Do you find that when you do have experience with each other that, you know, you didn't bring in a lot of new players this year, but when you do, does it make it easier to get them up to speed with all of you guys that have been in the program?
Yeah, for sure. We had some great freshmen come in this year, and I think we taught them about our chemistry right away, and we just connected with them really well.
What do you feel as a senior are kind of your responsibilities, I guess? Do you feel like, how do you try to leave a mark on the program?
As a senior, I think it's important to introduce those freshmen our culture and like show them a leadership way and show them how to lead future freshmen and do what I can to influence them, just to leave a mark.
And do you feel like pretty much every year has been a step in the positive direction to get to where you guys are.
For sure. Each year we're building. Each year we're getting better. Each year our record's getting better. Like, this year is proving that we continue to grow every single year.
You guys have, over the last week or so, and still coming up, you're facing teams for a second time. Talk about that opportunity and what it's like seeing a team that you may already know a little bit about.
It's nice doing it a second time around because you already have film on them, on what we did, on what we did, like how we played against them. So we're kind of familiar with their ways, but each team changes every single game. So they adjust, we adjust. So it's fun coming out, seeing what new changes they have and see what we can do.
Talk about the experience of playing at Bearcat Arena. It seems like this year it's been a fun environment, a real energized environment. What's that been like for you guys?
Oh, it's super fun. Like, our fans are crazy this year. Like, it's awesome seeing everyone in the gym, everyone getting excited for us. Like, the whole community is so supportive and just so excited for us. It makes us play even better.
And it seems like the energy level, I mean, you guys usually have a pretty high energy level, but does it amp up just a little bit for you with good crowds
like
that?
Oh, yeah. It takes us back to, like, high school with our huge crowds. Like, it gets us going so much when we hear those crowds roaring. We love it.
So what was it that attracted you to Northwest and got you to come play volleyball here?
Definitely the community. Like, it's crazy how much they support us. Like, I'm from a small town, so I'm used to, like, seeing people, like, familiar faces, seeing the community, saying, like, good luck in your game tonight, like, everyone knowing your name. It's super awesome. I just love the community here.
And what are kind of some of the things you feel yourself and maybe the team just need to shore up a little bit before you get into to the postseason and get through the rest of this regular season schedule?
Yeah, I think we just need to maybe fix up our serving passes a little bit, getting a little more consistent and just putting balls away. I think we really need to focus on tooling the other opponent and just putting balls away as efficient as we can.
All right, Erica. Well, good season so far. I know you guys have some work left to do.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Erica Wittenberg, one of the seniors from the Northwest volleyball team. Again, senior night is Friday night when they match up on Friday night. And they've got a Saturday afternoon as well, but they will recognize the seniors on Friday night. So be sure to head out. They will get started at 7 o'clock, of course, with the seniors recognized ahead of time. So head on out to Bearcat Arena for that. When we come back, we're going to talk Northwest Missouri State football, as John will talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football program, Adam Dorrell. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the KXCB KRNW Coaches Show live from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. Or at NVB.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. And AD, all in all, just a great homecoming weekend last weekend.
It was. It was very proud of our kids. I thought they were ready to play. Thankful for our support staff and all our student body and our alum. I just thought that it was an unbelievable atmosphere. I thought people were loud and vocal. You know, to come out in warm-ups and to have that type of crowd, it really gets everybody energized. you know, of course, we had quite a few recruits there, too, so that's always great for them to see an environment like that. But just an unbelievable day, topped off by a great football game, and just proud of my team.
And you really jumped off to a great start in that game.
We did. You know, I told the guys all week, I'd really challenged our kids that you know, if we won the coin toss, we were going to kick off, and we were going to try to get good field position with the wind, and we certainly did that even better. We got the interception, punched it in, and then got a pick six. So great job by our defense, really setting the tempo the entire day.
Yeah, when you talk about two scores right off the bat, you're up 14-0 before really a couple minutes into the ballgame.
Blink of an eye, you know, and you it was kind of difficult because you get up 14, and then you kick off, and they put together a pretty good drive. We got them to finally punt, but it was a while before the offense got back on the field. They had to stay loose.
I guess that's a nice problem to have.
It is. It's a very good problem to have. I'll take that problem every week if we can do it.
And Brady Bowles had a very good day at quarterback as well.
I had an awesome day. You know, I was proud of him. I thought he did a really good job. Had a really good week of preparation leading into it. You know, you can just see him growing week to week, and his confidence just starting to soar. And like I've said, you know, it's this time of year you kind of want to start playing your best football, and you don't want to ever peak too early. And, you know, we got a lot of things we can get better at, and that's what's exciting.
Got a lot of different guys involved with the offense, 10 different guys, and they caught passes in the game. You had some pretty good job on the running game as well. I imagine that's something you feel pretty good about as well.
I do. I just felt for the first time really all year, run, pass, screen, I just felt like we were in rhythm, we were in sync. And, you know, it's easy to call plays when it's like that, when the kids are executing like that.
Yeah, you had in the backfield, of course, Jackson had a very good game, but Jordan Grove getting a lot of touches back there now.
He did. You know, both of those guys are doing some really good things tonight. They've been very consistent. And, you know, the thing with those guys, they're dual threat guys. They can catch and run. So they're great weapons to have.
And as far as the offensive line, how much of it, too, is just that the offensive line seems to be gelling right now?
It is. I'm proud of them. I feel like they're playing well. We've had some guys really step up in the last few weeks that actually wasn't playing early in the year and are playing now, and I think playing at a high level. So it's certainly helped a lot, too.
And then on the defensive side, again, forcing turnovers, you ended up with a number of interceptions as well as a fumble recovery.
Yeah, we did. It was just another great day. I think we ended the day plus two or plus three on turnover margin, and anytime you can do that, it's going to be good. But our guys are doing a good job right now of having good eye discipline. They're hawking the quarterback, and they're actually getting themselves in position, and they're catching it, so it's good.
And as far as special teams go, I guess just maybe one blemish on the game.
Yeah, I did. They kickoff return, we give them credit. We'd been sky kicking, and we kicked the ball a little bit too deep. And their return guy, they, you know, made an in-game adjustment and told him to come up and get it, and he came up and got it, and we didn't cover well. So give them some credit there. But field position, again, I thought was great all day. I thought we covered our kicks for the punts really well, and I thought our return stuff was good.
Now, still a lot of football left to be played in the regular season, but the first regional rankings came out earlier this week, and things really fell Saturday like you really wanted them to, with a couple other teams in the region suffering defeats where you're able to go in as the number one ranked team right now in the region.
Well, I tell you, John, it's one of those deals where obviously that's been kind of a hot topic to talk about this week, and certainly understand it. You know, I say this to people and they probably don't believe me, but like, you know, I had our SID had to come tell me that. I don't look at that stuff, and I've really tried to keep our kids focused on going 1-0 each week, committing to the process. You know, we're where we're at right now because we've committed to that process each and every week. We've got a huge game this week. We're playing a Missouri Western rivalry game. And so, you know, it's something we don't talk about as a program. We just try to stay focused on how can we get better. And, again, I've been saying it all week. The things that's exciting to me is we're 8-0 right now, but we can play better football. We really can. And so I challenged my kids this week to give me two things that they could do to get better, which in turn would help our football team. And I've been systematically calling them out on it and asking them about it when I see them in the halls or on the practice field. And again, I feel good because I feel like our kids are locked into that mentality. So another tough one Saturday.
Is this really the thing you like best about this team, is just their ability to focus on each step of the way here? Is it, do they do a better job of that than maybe some other teams?
Well, I think because they're our youth, I think they're listening to each other more. I think they're hungry. You know, we've stated that all year. And when you get a team that's hungry and a kid that hasn't played a lot going into a year, you know, they just they're just like a sponge. And so I've been proud of them for that. And then they just like all our teams do every year, I think our kids genuinely care for each other. And to me, that's really shining through this year. And I think that care, that love for each other, that love for Northwest Missouri State football, that sense of responsibility to uphold the tradition, I think that's really driving a lot of our kids right now. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think it's playing, getting some of our kids to play better than maybe I thought they could play. And, you know, there's no greater compliment I could give to a kid than he's overachieving. And, you know, that's something we got to keep doing.
Harry, coming off an emotional win in front of a great crowd for a homecoming, but you turn around and go back on the road. But one of the things that helps, I would imagine, with the focus standpoint for the next game is the fact that you've got Missouri Western on the schedule just down the road in St. Joseph this week.
Yeah, you know, whether they're here or we're there, it's obviously, you know, it's good for both fan bases. It's easy to get to the game. You know, I've said it all week. There's nothing better than the way their stadium sets up when we come out of the locker room. You know, you just automatically look to the right there and you see our crowd. And, you know, I think about 2013, the last time we were there, that type of environment. Hopefully we can get that again Saturday, because it's a real energy boost to our kids when we have that type of crowd support.
When you prepare for Missouri Western, what are some things you're focusing on this week?
Well, their defense is tough. It's stingy. You know, it's the number two defense in the league. Getting some turnovers, only allowing about 2 yards a rush. Not a lot of yards, depth. They're just real tall and rangy kids on defense. You know, they've got a really good corner, probably one of the better corners in the league and in the nation. And he's a ball hawk. You got to know where he's at. But to me, it starts with them, what they're doing on defense. We got to try to find a way to move the football. You know, flip it over to offense. They've got a really good running back and a good offensive line. And, I mean, it's no secret they're going to try to line up and pound you to get their yards and set up the play action. So we've got to be careful there. And then special teams wise, they've been sporadic a little bit with kicks this year, but punter is averaging 40 yards a punt, and he's been doing really well settling in, and seems to me their kicker has here lately too. So got two dynamic return guys that are both really good. One's about 20 yards on kickoff return average, and the other's about 15 on punt. So you know, we're going to have a plan for those guys to try to minimize their touches.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dora, with us on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Stay tuned. We'll have more from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as we wrap things up from this evening's program. Again, a day early this week due to Halloween activities in the downtown area. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on our Thursday schedule next Thursday, and we'll be talking again Bearcat sports, and hopefully talk about another good weekend of Bearcat sports. There's some big matchups, as we've talked about, coming up this weekend for all the fall sports that still have their season still going.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about a lot of victories, and hopefully that just means that these teams are playing well at the right time of year, which is obviously toward the end of the season, you know. And you look at last weekend with the MIAA championships in cross country as well. Even though the men as a team didn't run as well as they had hoped, they still got a couple of all MIAA performances out of Nolan Zimmer and Braden Clues Proctor, so that was a positive. The women as a team did run well as a team and had a couple of personal best performances. So they've got a little bit of time off before regionals here in a week and a half now. It was a couple of weeks last week. But, yeah, some important competitions coming up all across the board for athletics from the fall seasons.
And you talked a little bit about the crowds that volleyball has been drawing, but soccer also has an enthusiastic following. And their final two games of the season this weekend, beginning Friday afternoon at 3 with Missouri Western, then wrapping up Leonard Wood on Sunday, and a couple big home opportunities for the fans to come out and root a team on that has a lot on the line still.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I really think Friday could be fun. Get a soccer match in the afternoon, then you've got plenty of time to go grab something to eat, rest up a bit, and then be there for the senior night for volleyball on Friday night. So I just look at it as opportunities. You know, there's not many times you get opportunities like that to see quality sports teams in action, especially on the same day, but this weekend offers that opportunity.
And we get a chance to talk to the athletes during the show and see them around campus, and it's just a good group of players on both of those teams. It's fun to be around both on and off of the playing field.
Well, I think you could just tell, too, from Erica just a little bit ago about how genuinely appreciative they are of the crowds and the community and everybody coming out to support them. And when I say community, both the campus and off-campus communities are very supportive of Bearcat Athletics. And, you know, that's why these athletes come here. That's why they enjoy being here. And it's a big part of the overall success of the athletic programs, the university as a whole, and the community as a whole.
And as we talked with Coach Adam Dorrell about, a big matchup coming up Saturday afternoon in St. Joseph with Missouri Western. And one of the things that, of course, Dorrell always loves to see, and he talked about it in the interview, when they come out and get ready to go onto the field, they see the visitor section there, and always a lot of green and white back in the place.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, it'll be the same coming up this weekend. And I'm guessing it's probably the only game where that entire side is overflow, where you've got people standing on either ends of it because all the seats are taken. And my guess is, especially with as important a game as this is this weekend, we'll see that again. And it's a huge part to try to make your crowd louder on the road than the home team's crowd.
One thing we want to talk about before we wrap things up, tomorrow night, the basketball team, they're already on the floor practicing for their season, which will be getting away a lot sooner than a lot of people really think right now. And the first opportunity to see both the men's and women's basketball teams will be unveiled in front of the public with the annual basketball bash tomorrow night, beginning at 8 over at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, and it's a good opportunity. You're going to see a lot of familiar faces and a few new faces with the men's team, and then you're going to see a few familiar faces and a lot of new faces with the women's team. So kind of exact opposites there, but I think it's a positive for both teams where they're at. I think they're going to be able to make improvements over what they did last year, which says a lot for that men's team that had a pretty successful season a year ago.
Yeah, it should be a great opportunity to see the players involved and get them off to a good start for this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to have the autograph session ahead of time. You get a chance to get those schedule posters out, see those players, and see them have a little bit of fun as well, not just playing the game of basketball, but other things as well. So it should be a good time tomorrow night.
And again, that's tomorrow night, beginning at 8 o'clock over at Bearcat Arena. As the men's and women's basketball teams for the upcoming season being unveiled. Don't forget, a lot of activity on campus with soccer and volleyball this weekend. And, of course, Bearcat football coming your way on Saturday afternoon. Northwest and Missouri Western, the Bearcats go in as the number 2 ranked team in the nation, the number 1 ranked team in Super Region 3. And, of course, it's the regional rankings that matter. And they face a Missouri Western team again Saturday in St. Joseph with a 1 o'clock kickoff. By the broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network, as well as KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day from St. Joseph. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, we'll be back on our Thursday night schedule next Thursday at 6 o'clock as we'll continue to talk Bearcat sports. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
You're listening to Public Radio from the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. You're tuned in to 90.5 KXCV Maryville and 88.9 KRNW Chillicothe, as well as on the web at kxcv.org, your source for sports, news, and weather. You can now follow us on Twitter at KXCVKRNW and like us on Facebook. And for those of you listening in the local Maryville area, you can also find us on cable channel 9. Tune in Friday at noon for You Bet Your Garden. What do you do when you graft a dirt doctor and a fruiting spur? This week, host Mike McGrath will be joined by a master fruit grower and an organic advocate from Texas for a very special show. That's Friday at noon, You Bet Your Garden. A quick look at the weather forecast. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 34. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 52, wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour, and it'll drop down to a low of around 33 in the evening. Up next is Performance Today, only on 90.5 and 88.9.
In the painting that inspired this music, everyone...